I went to Australia in June and this year for 2 weeks. And I went there to the Queensland University for an exchange program, which is specialized for English immersion program. And I lived in a host family, and I can obtain the Aussie culture there and talk with foreign people in English every day and every time.
What's Aussie culture? What's special about what the Australians do?
I think it isn't about the English, but the way that they live. The difference between the Aussie and Hong Kong people is that I think they enjoy their lives, and because they usually work until 5, and then all the shops are closed, and the last bus is about 10 p.m. But in Hong Kong, you can go to your home every time. So I think the lifestyle in Australia is very relaxed, and I love being there.
So when you're getting around in Australia, you have to use English even just to catch a bus to look at the timetables and the different routes as well.
Because all of the information is in English, and even if I want to read the schedule in the internet, and the internet is provided by the Australian government, so it's English also.
Involves reading, but my next question is specifically about reading in general, not just in Australia but wherever. So, what kind of memorable reading experiences do you
In fact, I don't really enjoy reading books, but I think the most memorable reading experience, I think is the examination. As you know, Hong Kong students have to study a lot, and for example, in the examination, we have limited times to read up for like 2 or 3 readings to answer the question of the passage. And I think the most memorable examination is the IELTS. Because I have to attend the IELTS examination to as a criteria for the Longitudinals to get into the universities. So I prepared for a little bit time and finally get a good result in the reading, the area of reading in IELTS.
What's the best way to prepare for the reading time?
I think the preparation work is about the learning you have learned for your lifetime. Because my mom put me to the to find a tutorial teacher for me when I was primary 5 students, and I think it's good for me because I can learn more English, especially the English word in the age of primary 5, and my English result was better than my classmates. So I think it's about the time. If you get in touch with English for what do I say, get in touch with English. In more previous time, you can accumulate more English skills or English word that may be useful in your study.